All communication is shut off.
All hell is broken loose.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble.
And when Satan tempts us, what do we do?
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. Hope you got your shot.
Call now at 844-5600. 20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville Sports Original. Sports Radio 560 WNSR on 95.9 FM.
Cry havoc and let's slip the hogs of war.
And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
Thursday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start. Good day. All present and accounted for. That's Crazy Charlie. Big Joe, Pokester. Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, man? Glad to see you made it in okay from the great flood of 2018.
Well, we had some flooding in our neck of the woods, but nothing
bad
like,
last night.
Nothing like...
Which neck is that? Red?
Where do you live now, Greg? Where do you call home?
What do I call home?
Somewhere in Middle Tennessee?
Yeah.
Where about?
I'm a gypsy.
Are you?
Well, we know that.
Yeah. I live in Rutherford County.
Okay.
Outside of Smyrna.
So I don't want
with
you
a Mount Juliet address.
I don't want you commenting on any Nashville goings on anymore ever again because you're not part of this county.
I am employed in this county at a place that expects me to comment on what's going on.
They don't
that's
even know
my
your
job.
Name here.
Yeah, that's true.
They called you Jerry yesterday. I'm like, it's Greg, Mr. Johnson. So. We'll work on that, buddy.
Well, I brought you and the other still warm. I actually bought you and Charlie breakfast this morning as my parting gift
while. Yeah. All right.
So I was gonna get a one egg. You're lucky. There, one egg and cheese McMuffin, sausage egg McMuffin was $2.99 or two for $4. So I got you two.
I'm going to ring you up like Famous Frank today. That's already one mention of you going on your vacation.
Did I mention what my children are doing and my insurance company?
Two. Your children are paying for you to go to Florida. Well,
yeah,
in a roundabout way.
Well, listen, I had to buy my way in. That's the way that goes. So, no, what's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just the usual. Yourself?
Doing good. Predators, Sharks tonight.
Yeah.
They played pretty well the other night. They're back.
That sounds like a tag in right there.
It is. Charlie, what's Predneck Nation?
All right. Well, first of all, we did an outstanding episode this morning. We've got full analysis, opinions, breakdowns of everything, and a lot of intensity this morning. Felder, Mostradamus, myself, PredneckNation.com. Don't forget, buy a throw pillow. Send it to a friend. Please help us out. Support the cause. For the San Jose Sharks team, look, one of the hottest teams in the West, and I think people are completely undervaluing and disrespecting this San Jose Sharks. If you look around this city at the coverage, the San Jose Sharks are the second-place team in the Pacific Division, and while I don't think they're going to overtake the Vegas Golden Knights by the end of the season, they're making it interesting. They're only 5 points behind Las Vegas for number one in the Pacific, and let's remember, the Golden Knights have led that division all season long. The Nashville Predators also have a five-point lead over Winnipeg. That's remaining interesting, but for the Sharks team, 8-0-1 in their last nine, two regulation losses the entire month of March. One of the hottest teams in hockey right now coming into Bridgestone Arena. That loss was a shootout against St. Louis in their last game, 3-2, and we all know how good St. Louis has been as of late. They've gotten themselves back into the wild card picture as well. These two teams have played two times previous to this. Out in San Jose in November, it was a 4-1 loss for the Preds. Didn't get much done in that as Jones only had to make 19 saves for the Sharks, but we all remember on February 22nd, a 7-1 blowout as they just skated the Sharks off the ice from the opening faceoff till the end of the game. And of course, a monumental night that was against the Sharks as Pekka picked up his 300th win of his career. I wish it was his 300th win of the season. That would be one hell of a regular season.
They played too many games.
They do. What is this, baseball? Seven different goal scorers in that one. So you know San Jose, they're hot right now. They're looking for a little bit of revenge after that 7-1 beatdown they faced last time they were here in Nashville. And they're also looking to solidify a playoff spot and maybe make a run at first place on the Vegas Golden Knights. So a lot on the line tonight. I expect a playoff intense game. These two teams have met in the playoffs three times previous before. Let's not forget, the San Jose Sharks have got gotten the best of the Preds all three of those times. So you want to go ahead and beat them for the second time in a row. Send a message that even if you do meet sometime down the road in spring, since these are both going to be playoff teams, that you're not going to beat us again. So for the Preds, I expect them to take the defensive responsibility that they showed against Minnesota the other night and now add the offensive side to it and play a complete game. Outstanding hockey against Minnesota the other night. We'll see Pekka-Rinne tonight and then a back-to-back on the weekend in Tampa Bay. A very interesting interconference game at this time of the season could be the deciding game for the President's Trophy. And then, of course, the Preds will face off against all Eastern Conference teams to wrap up the season after San Jose tonight. Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Florida, Washington, Columbus. That's playoff time, boys.
Did you say Sunday night they play at Tampa Bay?
Sunday night at Tampa Bay. You're going to be, you know what? Can I get a Predneck Nation correspondent report from Tampa Bay, perhaps?
I'm not, it'd be like, Joe's not allowed, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
It would be like Foster Brooks calling in for that, if you did that.
Hey, it would be better than 90% of the hockey analysts in this town.
There you go.
Foster, oh, my God.
Do you even, Charlie, you know who Foster Brooks is?
Of course
is?
I know Foster. Well, what do you think, I'm 13?
Yeah.
Freaking 42 years old.
That
guy, sakes.
What a life. Yes. He made a living out of imitating being drunk.
Yes, he did. Yep.
I mean, that was his whole shtick.
It was amazing.
What, didn't you think that the world was ready for a new Foster Brooks when you were coming up? You could have been ready. You could have taken the gimmick.
I've already proven that. I don't need. No, if you want me to call in Monday, I will. I'm serious.
No, I'd love to know your experience down there. It's going to be a heck of a hockey game, and it could be who determines the number one team in the NHL for this season. By the way, boys, the wild card picture, it's becoming a little bit more clear, but still four teams really in the hunt for it. Four teams separated by a total of 1 point. Los Angeles, St. Louis, Anaheim all with 91, Colorado at 90, Dallas not eliminated yet at 86, but they're about to be. They've got a couple of tough games coming up. So the Preds' first-round opponent is going to be out of that group, so we'll continue breaking it down, and they'll continue fading away here as we get down these last six, seven games of the season. So PredneckNation.com, buy that merch, support us. We got T-shirts, shot glasses, whatever you need to get
shot
your game
glasses.
Day experience. You damn right we do, Pogue. We got throw pillows. We got tumblers. We got... I don't know. We got curtains, tablecloths. Predneck Nation has sold out. When you're going to sell out, you sell out. You put your logo on every damn thing.
You're like Metallica.
No, I'm like Gene Simmons, actually. I'm worse than Metallica. Way worse. As a matter of fact, Predneck Nation casket's coming out here soon.
Sweet.
How will you handle an epic playoff loss? Throw yourself in a Predneck Nation casket.
Greg, get yourself one, buddy.
Man.
I'll donate one to Pogue Media. Don't worry.
That would be good.
For a couple of plugs on your website.
There you go.
Thank you.
We'll put you up a link. We'll put you up a link. Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm actually in the process of redoing it by a website.
So's the radio station.
Let me tell you what, people. Soon you'll be hearing us promote a new website. It's really, really, really good.
It's very cool.
You've seen the, what's it called? The
interwebs?
No, the, what's it called before it launches?
The beta.
The beta
version.
The beta
version.
Thank you, there. That's exactly what I was looking for. We've all seen the beta version.
We've been working on it a lot for the last few days.
It's Adam Johnson, our ops manager.
That's Mr. Johnson to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. At one time it was Adam, but now that's Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. So it's really going to be good. So Preds, Preds tonight, Buffalo, and then Tampa Bay, then Florida.
Are you sure Buffalo's coming here Saturday?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay. What in the paper? I didn't see it. I don't think they are. I think you're wrong. I didn't see that.
No. thank you. NIT tonight, Utah Penn State, if you care. Baseball.
Oh, we'll go back to the NIT. I didn't know, but I saw a clip of your boy, Jimmy Frank. Anytime there's a camera, he's going to go get himself. Yeah. So he shows up and does a little commentary there at Madison Square Garden.
Hey, guys, look at me.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Was that Tuesday night?
Yeah.
At the semifinals?
Hey, guys.
Well, he'll be there tonight.
Oh, of course he will. He'll somehow make it about himself. It's sad. It is.
You don't hear me saying anything. I understand. I concur, Mr. Dubin. So that's tonight. So Utah Penn State with James Franklin.
Yep.
Baseball starts today. We've got the Braves and the Phillies this afternoon at 3:00.
Speaking of the Braves, I just tweeted out today's opening day, the greatest opening day pitcher in MLB history, Rick Mahler. He's the greatest opening day pitcher of all time with the Braves.
On what? do you deduct that?
First of all, he looks like you. And secondly, he pitched amazingly in opening. He had like three or four shutouts on opening day.
The difference, Joe, is, I can always lose weight. Okay. You'll always be ugly. there it is. Whoa. Hey, let me you've already got me three references to my vacation, okay? Yep. Which starts tomorrow. So that's reference number four.
Right.
All right, I need a little thing over here for old joke. You know, like that old joke right there. I'm going to unload them all today.
Coming up next on the best of the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
All of my old stories.
Actually, I tweeted out. I said Rick Mahler would pitch nine innings and then he would change your oil afterwards. That's what he looks like. A guy worked at Jiffy Lube. So that's kind of looks like combination. You know, if you and I had a kid, it'd be Rick Mahler. That's who it looks, because he's got the kind of the half mustache.
I didn't know we were that close.
I'm just saying, I'm not carrying the child.
We haven't gotten past petting.
You guys aren't even friends, much less getting to
I'm
that
not
stage.
Carrying the child. That's your job, Greg.
No, my water hadn't broke yet. Cubs and Marlins actually started off at 11:30 today on ESPN, the very first game. You remember when it used to be just the Cincinnati Reds, right?
On Sunday night. Yeah.
The Reds were for 100 years. Well, I guess not necessarily on a Sunday night because that was a made-for-TV thing. But seriously, though, the Reds were always the very first game. And then everybody else started the next day. Well, now they're even starting the weekend going into the opening weekend.
Somebody on the TV was talking about capturing like an NCAA tournament, like make it like all one day and all encompassing, all 30 teams are playing and everybody fired up instead of spreading out over several days. So that's what they've done. And, you know, it's good. Somebody had a funny tweet last night and said, hey, we're one day away from opening day in baseball and 10 days away from me not caring anymore about baseball.
Or the Braves being mathematically eliminated.
Because the season, think about it. Growing up, 162 games, we didn't care. Now it's like 162 games. Dear Lord. Maybe 120 would be. I told you, I think baseball needs to end on Labor Day weekend.
Well, the 154 is where it once was, and that obviously would make it maybe 2 weeks earlier to end. I love it because Clay and I, we watch the Brewers. That's our appointment on TV. I have the baseball package. But you got, just look at today. You can watch six different games on television all the way through tonight, even into a late game tonight, the Indians and the Mariners.
Anybody, is David Price going today?
I don't know. Who is the opening pitcher, day pitcher for the Reds?
Don't you have the listings in there?
I do, somewhere.
Yeah. If you don't, call Mr. Ammonhuser. Ding, 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 ding.
Let me ask you this.
Rick
you
need Porcello, I
want you to have a list every time you bring his name up. Obsessed with him.
No, I'm just obsessed that you want a job with the Tennessean and you won't admit it. Who's the opening day pitcher for the Red Sox? Come on, is it David Price?
Oh, look.
Is it Rick Porcello?
I don't know. I'm going through the old fashioned. Won't you?
We hear that's not a drop for anybody. No. That's actually Greg flipping through the paper. Just to prove to his good buddy that he has the copy that he paid for today.
Oh,
the hair on the back of his neck stands up when he hears that paper crinkle. Whoa.
Hey, I'm a subscriber.
I'm with you, Joe. Let's just start doing the laugh. 2 hours worth.
No.
Come on.
Boston Sale. Aaron Sale. Chris Sale's the opening day pitcher today.
Sonny Gray for the Yankees?
The Yankees, Severino, opening day pitcher. So let me ask you, how many of these opening day pitchers you've heard of? Pittsburgh, Nova.
They're in the Final Four.
Uh-huh, there you go. But in Pittsburgh, Detroit, Zimmerman, of course, heard of him.
Nope.
Minnesota, Adorizzi. Baltimore, Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, either one, right? Justin Verlander.
Yes.
Texas, Cole Hamels.
Yep.
All right, we mentioned it. Hap, you've heard of Hap.
Oh, Hap and Harry's?
At Toronto. Sell, we mentioned. Archer for Tampa Bay. The Angels, Richards. Oakland, nope, not Sonny Gray. Graveman.
Well, since Sonny Gray doesn't play for them anymore.
That's right. It's true. The Yankees, obviously. That's what did I just say? You asked me a minute ago, and I went to the Yankees, my mind. That's about it.
Okay.
Angels, Richards, not JR.
Well, I'm going to tell you again. I've told you before. When we were up in Boston for the Patriots and Titans, we sat in with a radio talk show up there. And I told you, the most hated person in Boston, David Price. They hate David Price up there. They cannot stand him. They think he's thin-skinned. He did the thing with Eckersley.
Which is a huge mistake because Eckersley is extremely popular.
He got mad, David Price did, when they made fun of his dog, that Astro dog, whatever he's got. They got mad. And so once the guy says, once we sniff blood, you're done. And he goes, and we've sniffed a lot of David Price's blood. He's done.
Well, if he goes out and goes, you know, 18-4, I mean, they'll love him again.
What a wonderful town.
Is it not?
It is.
What a wonderful town. Hey,
it's a miserable
please
town.
Don't make fun of my dog. We got one. We got him.
It's a miserable town.
Let's break his spirit now. He's going to take his $100-something million we're giving him and just go home.
And they did the thing with, you know, Brady's daughter. They went off on her.
But that's the stick. But, you know, for David shouldn't worry about it either. Okay,
no, I agree.
What's that old saying? Don't get in an argument with somebody who buys ink by the barrel, like with a newspaper.
The hell is, where'd you get that from?
You never heard of that
statement? John Paul Jones? Is that what he said?
From Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From late 1700s?
No, you've never heard that saying?
No.
Don't get, well, it's back, obviously now, but it goes to television and radio. There's an old saying, don't get into an argument with someone who buys ink by the barrel, meaning there's no need to get into argument with a newspaper, okay? They've got all the ink. So we've got the airway. There's no...
Price got a lot of tattoos. I don't know. It's 50-50 on that.
He does not have a lot of tattoos. David Price,
mm-hmm.
Does he have tattoos?
Yes, he does.
How many?
He's got a lot of them.
Does he really?
He said ink, yeah.
Huh. I wouldn't. I'm not judgmental that way. All right, let's take a break. Coming up after it, Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
Batson Guitar in Lyles salutes our veterans and the troops who are serving our country. We owe them a gracious thank you for their courage and the sacrifices they're making to secure the safety of our country for future generations. This message from Batson Guitar, where their quality services earn them a fine reputation. Give them a call at 615-477-2752. That's 615-477-2752. Or check them out online at batsonguitar.com. That's Batson Guitar. Like them on Facebook.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031.
Call the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show now. 615-844-5600.
It is the Greg Pogue, Big Joe Show. Crazy Charlie, all this brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Joined now by Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you doing, man?
Doing fine. Doing fine.
Well, I don't know where to start. I'm going to start with the 5-1 start in SEC play. I know you go to Florida this weekend. I think you win 5 out of 6 on opening the two opening weekends. That's a good start to SEC play.
Yeah, not bad. We certainly, happy with the outcomes. There's no doubt about that. The series we just had with LSU was, and looking back at it, was more pitching dominated than anything else, which is fine. You'd rather have that than anything else. And we certainly fielded the ball well, too. I think the first night in the rain, Connor Kizer just had one of the best nights I've seen a shortstop have in quite some time. He fielded like 8 balls, was part of 10 different plays. But the range of plays that he was making were difficult. And really, when you look at the nature of the game, if those plays aren't made, then the game flips. But we got a good start by Fellows, and Zach King followed it up in relief and was able to close it out. And then next day we lost. That was the game that was suspended, and we had to come back Sunday morning and then finish that up. That was a 6-2 loss. And then, of course, Sunday was a 7-inning game in which, you're probably going to ask me, but the freshman Mason Hickman pitched just extremely well.
Well, and I was. I mean, you know, he's a big old kid too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good size, about 6'5", 6'6", and throws, he throws extremely well in terms of commanding his pitches. He's fastball, breaking ball, changeup guy, but his pace is very quick, and he's right on top of you. So, we saw as an amateur, he's a local kid from Pope John Paul, and we recruited him very early in the process and got to see him after we committed him. And he's always been very loyal and faithful to Vanderbilt, and probably had a bearing on some of the other kids locally that ended up signing. But he certainly pitched a heck of a game.
Well, and the 1-0 win, certainly for that. But I do want to ask you this particular point of managing young men. And when you know a pitcher like that's on a roll, after the second inning, didn't allow a hit, 16 of the final 18 batters went down, 12 in a row at one point. When somebody's in a groove like that, how do you manage that with a pitcher that you know's got it at that moment?
Just kind of let him go a little bit. I think there's three components to that. And the first one is certainly Hickman, the pitcher, because when you're going like that, the pace is so rampant that he's just getting on the mound, he's getting the ball, and had the pace been broken, you don't know if that sets him off or not, but it never was, because he was filling up the strike zone, and he was either striking him out, putting the ball in play. The other thing is the catcher. And I think sometimes when we look at the pitcher, the catcher has a lot to do with pace in terms of getting the sign quickly to the pitcher so that the pitcher can stay in rhythm. Then when he catches the ball, getting it right back to him. So I thought Steven Scott did a good job there. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our pitching coach, because he's very good at what he does. He's a good pitch caller. And his ability to call the pitches quick and just stay in rhythm with Mason to call the pitch that Mason can execute was right on point, too. So a lot of key components in what's happening right there.
Obviously, your pitching coach, Scott Brown, 6th season already with you. That's a pretty nice little run right there.
It is. He was 10 seasons at St. John's before we got him in that November of 2012, when Derek Johnson ended up leaving, going with the Cubs. And DJ, of course, as you know, is pitching coach of the Milwaukee Brewers, and certainly proud of him. And he did a heck of a job with that staff. And we feel like we've got another good one. Well, we do. We've got the best in Scott Brown.
Hey, and Big Joe, I'm going to let him talk here in a minute.
Finally.
I'm going to give you a quiz, Joe, okay? The last 5 seasons, which pitching staff has struck out the most batters? The last 5 seasons.
I'm going to say the Milwaukee Brewers.
No, in college.
I'm going to say the Vanderbilt Commodores.
The Vanderbilt Commodores. They would. And I just saw that, Tim. How did I miss that?
Well, I don't know. We've been fortunate that way to – put up that many outs with doing it on the mound. I don't know.
Coach, on Sunday, the 7-inning game, do you approach that any differently knowing that it's 7 innings?
A little bit in terms of maybe moving the offense. Now, we did it in the first inning right away because it's more of a sprint. And I think you could do something differently pitching-wise, too. You might bring in your closer in the fifth, but in our case, Mason ran the game out. But we tried to accelerate our offense in the very first inning, ran two hit-and-runs, I should say, in the first inning, and we scored on a wild pitch. But their kid, Mikhail Hilliard, who's a freshman as well, was just as effective as Mason Hickman. They just had the blip in the first inning when we got to third base and there was a little bit of a misfire. Catcher deflected the ball behind him, and then next thing you know, we scored. So we were fortunate because we did not touch him after that. We had an opportunity to, with guys in scoring position, less than two. We just didn't score. But I think really more than anything, Joe, is if you can make something happen quick, you would like to.
I think when people saw the box score Sunday night and you guys won 1-0 and didn't see the game, they're thinking, boy, that was exciting. But I'm going to tell you, Coach, I watched every inning on Sunday. That was an amazing baseball game because of the pitchers.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when you look at it, and certainly good to win it because you can feel better about it in that way, but it was those two kids pitched really, really well. They threw a lot of strikes. Their moxie and their mannerisms were not freshman-like at all. I just thought Hickman, he looks like an old soul, and Hilliard, same thing. I mean, you know, that breaking ball is really, really good. We haven't seen a breaking ball like that, and to think that those two kids are potentially the front end of their staffs and freshmen, pretty impressive.
With Florida this weekend, we know how good they are and everything. When you look at the Florida Gator team, it's not much different than what you saw last year and the year before and the year before that, is it?
A lot of returners, a lot of strength. You know, when J.J. Schwartz was freshman of the year, so I can't wait till he gets out of the league his junior year, and now he's a senior and he's still in the league. So it just goes to show you, you know, if you have a subpar junior year, how you can come back and finish your degree and continue playing and play very well. And certainly Schwartz is that, but they've got a lot of weapons. I think a little bit different than some Florida teams. Sully's been known to run a little bit more, and they still will because they've got plenty of athleticism, or bunt a little bit more, but this lineup looks, it's strong, you know, just from afar, it's very strong 1-9. So you're looking at guys that sit in 7, 8, and 9 hole that could hit in the top of the order for really anyone. So it's a very strong lineup and the best pitching staff in the country that we're going to see, I would imagine, based on Singer and Kowar and Byrne. And they're just very good at what they do. So it's going to be a very, very tough challenge.
Well, and Kevin O'Sullivan, obviously it's been, you know, well delineated your relationship with him, and you know, now with he's got a ring too, right?
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, last year they beat LSU, and he's such a good coach. His mind and how he teaches and how he gets along with kids and how he grows them and how they grow under him. It's just been fun to watch, and spent 6 years with him, so know him very well, and learned a lot from him too. And that was a great relationship, and still is. And he's very close with my wife and girls, so we think a lot of him. And he's always been, you know, our teams play each other well. It's a very competitive environment, so this again will be a fun environment.
Will you get together with him off away from baseball this weekend, or is it just all business?
It's usually all business. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, it's, I say it's uncomfortable, but you know, I think if you asked him, he'd probably say the same thing I would. You know, it's, you know, the kids play the game, but you know, it's difficult to play against your buddy. You know, it is. You know, you got to put those things aside and you play, but you know, at the end of the game, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose, and that part's fine. I'm glad we're getting it out of the way early. You know, if we're gonna play each other, I'd rather do it, you know, at the end of the year, but that'd be difficult too. But same time, yeah, it's not easy, but we get through it.
Well, of course, we have all three games tomorrow at 5:30. Early starts all the way through Saturday. These are central times. And with the pregames 15 minutes earlier with Joe Fisher on the call, Friday 5:30, Saturday 11 o'clock. That's games also on ESPNU, Sunday at 11 a.m. Central. And that one's on the SEC Network. And, of course, all three games right here on National Sports Radio.
How's the weather looking the next 3 days?
I think good. You know, I see 80s, and I see some thunderstorms on Friday, but when it's somewhere else, I tend not to look at the weather because someone else has to handle it. When you're at home, it's really kind of all you think about sometimes, even though we got turf. I mean, it demands that last weekend, but I think it's going to be pretty good for the weekend, so we'll be excited about that. Just it could do away with the gray skies and the rain because we've seen enough of that here in the last 4 weeks.
If Mason Hickman keeps dominating the way he does, could you see a thing halfway through the season where you move him up in the rotation to maybe a Saturday, maybe a Friday, just because he's doing so well?
Not sure. I think, you know, your rotation is – you'd like to get it at a point where it becomes pretty consistent so everyone knows what they're doing from a training standpoint, because that, those days in between are important leading up to a start. But – you know, day adjustments aren't much of a big deal. And, yeah, I guess that could happen. I think ultimately what you want to do, Joe, is line your guys up. I think about it in tennis sometimes, you know, how tennis has that ladder system where, you know, they'll play, maybe they'll put a 2 down to a 4 because they think that that's a better opportunity to win that specific match. And I think baseball in some regards is close to that. And the fact that you just want to line your kids up as best you possibly can in hopes of giving yourself a chance to win a series. But right now, it's, you know, it's worked. It's, I know it's only two weekend deep SEC, but, you know, Fellows has been fine, and Raby will be fine. And, you know, Hickman's pitched well in that one stint. So we'll just see what happens going forward.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us this morning, every Thursday morning in this time slot, as a matter of fact. Tim, we've gone, I think, what, 10, 11, 12 minutes in this interview. I guess you got to be proud of us. We hadn't asked about the midweek games yet.
Thank you for your time, guys. We'll see you. We'll talk to you next week.
You know, and first off, you know, Lipscomb, for example, you know, Jeff Forehand, son of a baseball coach, coaching legend, Fred Forehand, and just a fine baseball man. We know that. I told this to Joe, you know, yesterday when we were doing the show. This is my approach. Each one of these teams, two OVC teams, one Atlantic Sun team, are basically from a one-bid league. And you've got to win the tournament to go to the NCAA regional, okay? I would throw everything when I played Vanderbilt in that midweek game, even up to the point of maybe moving my weekend rotation back a little bit because of how important it is to those teams. And again, it's, you know, is it going to affect them or not? Because they've got to win their, most likely, win their conference tournament to go. So that would be my approach. I don't know what you're doing, but you know you're going to get everybody's best shot now, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, we know that, and the kids know that certainly, too. I mean, they're disappointed to get back on the bus Tuesday night and to not play as well. But, you know, when you don't play as well, the opponent has a lot to do with it. And as you mentioned, they threw a closer at us. And Kemp, he throws the ball extremely well. I mean, he's got a good arm. Now, in saying that, he gave us some opportunities. He walked three guys in the first inning. We don't come up with a run. He leads off the game by walking the first two guys. We ground out into a double play. And unfortunately, not that one particular bat sets the tone, because I don't want to – that's not the truth. But in some ways, it did in that case. And he walked the next guy after that, then we struck out. So we essentially broke down an inning. And it was – basically that way from inning one to inning nine. We didn't get off many swings. We walked nine times. We got hit once. They balked three bases for us, and we stole three bases. So you think, okay, 16 three bases, you should be able to come up with a couple of runs, and we came up with one run. So it's kind of a dead night. We just didn't have a lot of opportunities. But what I thought Lipscomb did really well is they sped us up and slowed us down. They went Kemp, to start off with, who very hard. Then they went to a kid named Dorso, I was throwing a 60-mile-an-hour curveball and an 80-mile-an-hour fastball. Then they went back to fast again with a kid named Ortega who was throwing 92, 93 miles an hour. And then they went back to slow with their closer and slowed the ball back down. So we could never really get in any rhythm. And I give Jeff and his staff a lot of credit for that because that really was the difference and a big hit. They tripled with the bases loaded, and that was really the difference in the ballgame.
Florida this weekend, and we look forward to it. I mean, again, it's every weekend in the SEC. And let me ask you this, though. How, you know, you get up for those big, huge weekend series, obviously with LSU, now Florida. As a coach, do you have to do a little extra for these midweek games to get their attention? Because just human nature would say what the week, how big the weekend games are.
Yeah. I think my thought on this, you know, after doing this for a while, the conference games zap a lot of emotion out of the kids. And then the midweek games then become a challenge because the other side, is you know, they get up for you. There's no doubt about it. And the ability to dial it up and stay connected to the game is tough. It's a tough balance of positive emotion necessary to match the other side and being addicted to it. And it just becomes difficult. It does. And you're playing good teams. You know, you're playing good teams that can break you down at any moment. And they did. So, but those games are important now. You're talking about your hosting opportunities and getting a chance to play in your own park, which is very important to go into Omaha. Then you've got to win the week, essentially. You got to play well in the conference. You got to win the midweeks. And so far, we haven't won a lot of midweeks. But that's behind us now, and now we've got a very good opponent in front of us. And we'll just get the guys moving forward and get into this one and hopefully play well down there in Gainesville.
Well, good luck this weekend. Again, all three games right here, we'll be listening. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I always appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, Tim Corbin, again, the games 5:30 and 11 and 11. 15 minutes out before each one with the pregame.
They go down there and steal a couple, come back home. It's not bad. But that game Sunday was great with those two guys, and Vandy wins 1-0. But, man, it was a pitcher's duel.
You watched the whole game?
Every bit of it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because your attention.
It was that good. Yeah. It was that good of a game because these guys were throwing this junk, and it was just nobody could hit it. It was amazing.
I was in and out of it. But, hey, and this fresh freshman, Mason Hickman, it was the, SEC freshman of the week. So, anyway, hey, we'll take a break. Coming up after it, brought to you by Hubcap, Heaven, and Wheels, Best Worst.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-442-0665. 800-442-0665. That's 800-442-0665.
Are you going to vote in the election?
No, I've never registered to vote.
That's too bad. Tennessee has the lowest voter turnout of any state in the nation. We've got to change that.
How?
Get registered to vote. Get the form online and mail it in. It's that easy. Do it now so you can help elect our next governor, senator, and local leaders.
Register to vote today. Tennessee should not be last in the nation in voter turnout. This announcement is from the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this Tennessee station.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines and Upscale Honky Tonk. Live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium. Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskey. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for the entire month of March, enjoy any sandwich in a wrap, delicious fresh-cut fries, and drink for the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Coming up this week on Checkpoint Radio, some of the largest companies in video gaming are teaming up to combat toxic behavior in online environments. We'll discuss the Fair Play Alliance as well as debate the final round of our 2018 High Score Hall of Fame. That's all coming up on your source for esports and video game discussions, Checkpoint Radio from Westwood One. Join me, Nate, Robbie Norris, and Joe for Checkpoint Radio.
7 to 9, Sunday nights on Nashville Sports Radio.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Indeed it is. Big Joe, what day is it?
Today, Greg, is March the 29th. National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
God bless them. Yeah. I tell you what, I will do business with every mom and pop. I can name you all of them. If I don't know them, I'm probably not doing business with them. That's the truth.
That's good. Should be that way. But you still buy all your work stuff at Walmart, which is really weird.
I do not spend a penny in Walmart.
You lie.
I don't.
Lie.
You want to bet?
The boxers? Where'd you buy those? Walmart.
I don't. I'm a brief guy.
Let's see here. Oh, what? How appropriate is this? Smoke and Mirrors Day.
I've been doing it. I've used them for years, man.
You have. And that's basically it today.
Not yet. That's all you got?
Knights of Columbus Founders Day?
Knights of Columbus do good charity.
They do great work.
They do great charitable work in our community.
That just hit it.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on a promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, here we go. Time for the best war segment. This is This Day in Sports History. I'll throw a date out there. Greg tries to figure out what happened on this day. Now, you know, I hate baseball in the early 1900s because I think all the stats are made up. The Stanley Cup that Montreal won back in the early days, garbage. Because on this day, 1906, they swept the Kenora Thistles in two games to win the Stanley Cup.
They swept them in two games.
1919, they beat Seattle in one. One year, but this in 1919, they did not award a Stanley Cup because of the flu epidemic.
That's not the NHL. The NHL is 100 years old.
Okay. 1919, then.
Flu epidemic. No Stanley Cup awarded.
Yes. 1929, the Bruins sweep the Rangers in two games. Come on, man. Need more games than that.
There was only six teams.
They should have grown up. All right, 1940.
They had to go sell insurance in the damn morning for 10 hours.
They traveled by buggy and carriage.
1940.
Or that's the same, isn't it? Buggy, horse and buggy.
Joe Louis knocks out this guy, 1940, to retain the heavyweight boxing title in two rounds. All right?
Jersey Joe Walcott.
He's the same name as a country music singer that passed away about 15 years ago.
So it's not Max Schmeling.
No. Take this job and shove it.
There was a guy, the boxer named Johnny Paycheck?
Yep.
You're lying.
That says right here, man.
That's not true.
That's what it says.
That's not true.
Oh, my
Fake
Lord.
Fake news.
1973, this Boston Celtics player wins NBA's Most Valuable Player.
73?
Yep.
That would be John Havlicek.
Nope. Come on. Come on.
Boston Celtics in 73.
73.
JoJo White.
Nope. Come on, man. Even I got this. You're smarter than
Bill Russell.
No.
Who?
Dave
Cowan.
There we go.
Yeah.
1976, the last unbeaten NCAA college basketball team won the championship. 1976.
The Hoosiers.
Led by
Kent Benson.
That's right. Who's the guy was in a wreck?
Well, I mean, there's paralyzed. Scott May. He came
Landon
late.
Turner.
Landon Turner.
Thought he was on that team.
Landon Turner.
Yep.
Yeah.
They beat Michigan. Okay, let's see here. 1982. North Carolina beats Georgetown 63-62. Who did the Georgetown guy pass the ball to with 5 seconds to go?
James Worthy.
James Worthy. Look at you, man. That was a great, great, great game. Of course, who with the jumper? 17 feet from the corner to win it?
Never heard of him.
Oh, man.
Sleepy Floyd. You like that name?
Yeah. 1984, this team moved out of their city under the cover of night.
The Baltimore Colts.
Where'd they head to?
They headed to Cleveland.
Indianapolis. Oh, man.
You were joking. Please, right?
Yes.
I wasn't looking at you.
No.
But, I mean, please, tell me you were making a joke there.
It was.
You were Hollywood Squares in it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was the second time around.
I'll take Jim J. Bullock for the block.
No, they became, obviously, the Indianapolis.
1994 this day, this coach of the Dallas Cowboys quits.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. 1996, the Cleveland Browns choose a new name. What is it? On this day. Cleveland Browns become
the Baltimore Ravens.
That a boy, look at you, man.
They didn't choose a new name. They choose a new city. But that's, that gets its name.
Choose a new name, brother.
Yeah, okay.
All right, stay away. 1999, this school gets their first NCAA men's basketball championship. They beat Duke in St. Petersburg, Florida.
99?
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas?
Nope. They won it 94.
Okay. Wow.
They ended up winning again in 2004 and just fired their basketball coach. Different guy, though. 1999. Put it this way, ESPN loves this school.
Okay, UConn.
UConn. I kind of gave it away, didn't I? Whoa.
No, I should have got it with the Kevin Ollie. Oh, man. We got another hour to go.
Okay.
And nothing scheduled.
Nothing?
Nothing yet.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. All right, we got a for those playing at home. Thanks for all the tweets and everything.
How's the parade coming? Seriously, guys, I get people asking about our show parade.
We're having a parade in Rayon City in June. It's going to be the Greg Pug and Big Joe Day out there in June, but we have not settled on a year yet.
Okay.
We're trying to figure that out.
Well, Johnny Ballparks, he's like the grand. What is he?
Well, his people have Johnny Ballpark is supposed to drive my Jeep for me, you, and Charlie, and he's not gotten back with me yet.
Or his people have.
His people have not yet. So it's tough to get a hold of that guy. He's so busy with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
And Fabergé.
Yep. Make sure you donate to Johnny's cause. All right, here's the deal, boys. 2-1, Charlie's up. Point-wise, Greg's up 13. Charlie's up 13-10. So Charlie could get the win and the point total. Or Greg, you could get the push, but...
Push?
And the point total.
Let's
so there's ways you could win here today.
Yes, there is. There are many ways.
All right, here we go.
Steve Cropper's tweeting. Did you know he performed on Dock of the Bay?
Steve Cropper?
Yeah. Did you know that? He's tweeting about it right now.
Well, yeah, they've got out he's in Australia right now. And
it's a good strategy, wasn't it, Joe? I got him all thrown off his game. He was thinking about the birthdays he memorized earlier this morning, and then I asked him about something else right before the contest.
My short-term memory loss, it wouldn't matter.
I know. If we wanted to really trick you, we'd ask you what happened 5 minutes ago.
Huh?
He doesn't know that, anything
all
like
right,
that.
All right, let's try it.
When's actor Tim from Corbin coming on?
Next segment.
Actor of Monty Python, The Holy Grail, Eric Idle.
Oh, he's funny.
Wow. 80.
85.
75.
Hmm.
Film composer, Chariots of Fire, Vangelis.
74.
73.
75. You're getting there, Greg. Former British Prime Minister, John Major. Not Johnny Majors, John Major.
70.
71.
75. Mm. Basketball Hall of Famer, Walt Frazier.
Clyde.
Walt Frazier.
Walt Clyde Frazier is 69.
I hate you. You took my number. 70.
73.
I just wanted to say 69 again. I'm going to say it again anyway.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Earl Campbell.
65.
69. 63.
That's what you get.
I don't care.
Sure you do.
2-0.
You do. I know you do.
He's the original Highlander. There can only be one. Christopher Lambert.
Connor McLeod.
60.
But then his cousin Duncan happened to live in New York, so apparently there could be more than one.
Yeah.
And they went on to have an 8-year TV series. 62.
What'd you say?
60.
61.
That's a push.
That's a push. Model
She's
actress.
She's at the Final Four this weekend.
Married to Harry Connick Jr., Jill Goodacre. Beautiful.
She is. 52.
55.
54. 2-1. Elle McPherson.
52.
53.
54. Tied back up at 2.
1987 swimsuit.
Actress.
SI cover model.
Xena, the warrior princess. Lucy Lawless.
48.
50.
50 exactly.
Isn't it great?
I wanted to give you a nice send-off.
Thank you, Charlie.
CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Laura Logan.
He referenced my vacation.
So you're right down.
You can count that. Okay. Well, who did you say?
Laura Logan. She's the one on 60 Minutes that got pregnant over in the Gulf War. That's all I remember.
45.
About. 49.
47. It's a push.
No. Yes, it is.
Push.
Jennifer Capriati.
Wow. 42.
43.
42 exactly. We are tied at 3.
I'm going for the push. I don't care about the total.
All right, hold on here. Hold on. I'm going the other way completely.
Don't worry, there's 17 more minutes worth of bed music since they extended it for some reason to infinity.
And beyond?
No, just infinity.
Just infinity?
Yeah.
Singer?
Bless you, JoJo.
Singer. Sorry, that out of nowhere. Bless Seasons you. In the Sun, Terry Jacks. We had fun.
We're going the other way with this one.
Way the other way.
He's 70.
77.
74. Oh, we could have been an end of that right there.
But what a one-hit wonder he was, right?
The end. So much fun that'll be.
Oh, man. I got to find one here. Hold on. We'll get one. from The Sopranos, Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Annabella Sciorra. She was the wife in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, the very cute brunette.
Right. She's 60.
55.
58.
Hey, Greg gets to go to Tampa Bay on a hot note.
With a push.
With a push, but point-wise.
Push me out the door.
Charlie wins 16-14.
That's a good week.
So.
Good week.
Got to give it to Charlie there. But that's all right. You got the push. All right, Greg, here's your song. This is the number one song. This
Double
day,
or nothing, never.
1998.
No chance.
No chance on this one?
No chance. I'll give you the win for the week if you get his question right. I will.
Or what year?
1998, number one song. Who sings it? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your Snoop Dogg. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wish incorrect. Nice try, Will Smith.
Take a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it. It's for the look, I don't light it. They'll wait to hand me on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Here is a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for today. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm. High today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely. Low tonight in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High tomorrow in the lower 60s. And tomorrow night, clear skies, cold temperatures. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. And it looks like sunny skies on Saturday with clouds moving in on Sunday. I'm Commander Chuck, your Skywatch weather.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30, catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
The show features legends, athletes, pop culture icons, and Greg Pope.
R&M Printing, Mount Juliet, reminding everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery, patient, accident, victim, family member, yourself. Give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This message, courtesy of R&M Printing at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs, including T-shirts. R&M Printing at 615-453-5770. On the air, because they care. You want to give us a call next hour? Please do.
Trump has gone after Amazon again this morning after reports he's obsessed with the company. He tweeted, "Amazon pays little or no taxes to state and local governments and uses the post office as, quote, their delivery boy." Amazon is owned by Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. An airing of grievances from the fired Veterans Affairs Secretary.
Former VA Secretary David Shulkin has been on the defensive since being reprimanded for a trip to Europe with his wife that cost taxpayers $122,000. In a New York Times op-ed, he argues that his firing was personal, writing, quote, "The environment in Washington has turned so toxic, chaotic, disrespectful, and subversive that it became impossible for me to accomplish the important work that our veterans need and deserve."
ABC's Lana Zak. President Trump travels to Ohio this afternoon to push his multi-billion-dollar infrastructure plan. The funeral is set for this afternoon in Sacramento for Stephon Clark, the unarmed black man shot and killed by police. This is ABC News.
Build a better basket at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find everything you need and the sweet deals you want. This week only, fill their baskets with Cadbury Mini Eggs, Hershey Easter Kisses Eggs and Miniatures, just two for $5. Then fill yours with savings on hundreds of cosmetics like Revlon and Almay, all buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Please welcome to the stage, the Termite. Is this on? You tell me, what is the deal with bark? That's right. How much I gotta chew to get to the good part of the wood? It's like filling up on a salad. I'm no model.
Termites aren't funny. Losing the equity in your home won't have you busting a gut. Visit Orkin.com to schedule an inspection and get 50.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at NissanOfRivergate.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked ready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Hey, where all the single ladies at?
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. This is Nashville Sports Original. 20 years of sports coverage. Sports Radio 560 WNSR on 95.9 FM. And now, here's Greg Pogue and Big Joe.
It is hour number two of the Big Show. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good start to a good weekend. Is it the weekend yet?
It is, and we finally got how much Butch Jones will be making at Alabama as an intern. According to Blake Toppenmeyer, I think I said his name correctly.
Blake Toppenmeyer, yes.
He covers UT football for the Knoxville News Sentinel, part of the USA Today National Landscape, whatever that stuff is.
USA Today Network.
Okay, there you go.
I want Dave, I need to make sure for Dave. that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
$35,000. So,
but yeah, he's not
so
going.
Phil Foreman going to get himself a steak now because he's $35,000 less in the pocket.
Of course, that comes obviously.
His again. Buyout still is, oh man, where'd it go? $12 million
minus the $35,000.
$35,000 that he's got there. So, but you know, when Butch will get a job next year, somebody's going to hire him they'll get him a job next year. He'll get a Power Five job. You wait and see.
Power Five?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, what he could point to are the back-to-back 9-win seasons,
yeah.
And you know, and he did leave it in a better place. You don't agree?
Better place.
Than where he found it? Of course he did. Well, where was it? Derek Dooley? It was in the depths of depths. What? What is wrong with you? Are you constipated? What's wrong with you?
That's the same.
What do you mean it's the – you don't think it's better off now than when he found it?
I don't – Greg, that –
it's bad right now.
They had, with all due respect, because you know my – and tie it into that, they had the worst season in Tennessee football history.
That's true.
Not in the last 10 years in Tennessee football history.
What did they go in the SEC?
0-8.
0-8. For the first time ever. Let me back that up.
Yeah, so if they could do the Jedi mind trick and say, you don't need to worry about 2017.
Is the roster better? I mean, it's full of holes.
It is. And again, I've got that bet with Dane. They don't win more than three games. But you will see it's
they're going to win more than three games. Come on.
Tell me, give me the conference game they're going to win. No, you don't have to look at your schedule.
To win more than three games, they can go 3-1.
They ain't beating West Virginia.
Well, that's total.
They're not beating West Virginia.
I have to look at my schedule. Let me go over just a second.
They're not beating Florida. They're not beating Georgia. They're not beating South Carolina. They're not beating Vanderbilt. They're not beating Kentucky.
So
they're not beating Alabama.
I can't automatically assume you're not. They're going.
That's the East. Is there a team in the East they're going to beat?
They can beat Vanderbilt. They can beat Kentucky.
No.
They can beat Missouri.
They're not beating Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, the last 2 years, has absolutely pushed them around to no degree, man.
Yeah, you know what, though? When you put it that way, and that's why I know you were moaning and groaning over there like you were stuck, is that, boy, you can't get past that 0-8, can you?
Can't. No, that's the worst season in
UT football history.
UT football history. There's no.
Well, because they've never gone winless.
Yes.
In conference play.
Never.
Ever. Wow.
They were down to only two schools of all time. Was what? Penn State and.
Is it?
Tennessee
or
something?
Yeah, that's right. It was Penn State.
Some weird.
Wouldn't you love to see Penn State go winless?
I would love to see Penn State go 0-12. Trust me.
Why is that?
Just because it's cyclical.
It's cyclic. What does that mean?
But there's not a team. Who's the other SEC West team to play this? They're not beating Alabama, Greg. There's not a team you can look at and say, that's a done deal. There's not a team on that schedule that Tennessee could beat and say that is be favored. I put this way, they're not going to be favored in any SEC game. I don't know. They have the one left in the or two, right, in the West.
So
is it Auburn this year? They ain't beating Auburn. It is Auburn. You're telling me to shush?
No, I'm not telling you to shush. I mean, I'm wanting you to stretch.
Oh, okay.
I want the opposite of shushing. Keep talking.
Okay.
Please.
All right then. But yeah,
how about them Mets?
I mean, they'll be favored over the three of the four non-conference teams they play, but the other eight, they're not favored a single game. I tell you right now, they're not favored. Alabama, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, South Carolina, Florida.
I know who's in the East.
They ain't
Joe.
Beating them.
All right.
All right.
West Virginia and Charlotte.
Yep.
Okay. They've got East Tennessee State and UTEP at home. So 2-1.
Buccaneers and the Miners.
All right. 2-1.
All right.
Okay. Florida.
2-2.
Georgia. That Florida's at home. Now, you act like Florida's some, juggernaut.
They're going to be 1,000 times better because of Dan Mullen.
Okay. Georgia on the road, Auburn on the road, Alabama at home, at South Carolina.
Oh, my Lord. This is terrible.
So Charlotte. So there's three.
The school, not the spider. I'm not sure they can beat the spider at this point.
Okay, so Charlotte. So they go 3-1 in non-conference, right?
Okay.
So they've got to win one SEC game for Dane to win his bet.
Yeah, to go to Fletcher's. That's right. Fletcher's and Donaldson. Nice. He's got to win one.
Let's go somewhere that spends money with us. Instead of places you spend
it's
money.
A Donaldson thing.
That is true. That's true. I'll give you that. Kentucky at home.
Kentucky's getting bad. I mean, that – no. That would be the only one. That'd be the only one.
Missouri and Knoxville.
I think Missouri's going to be
probably
a thousand times better.
And then they close out the year here.
At Vanderbilt, yeah. I just
– Vandy should be better.
Yep.
New defensive coordinator. And the side of the ball that let him down the most is the one you wouldn't think, right?
Right.
But it's the defensive side. So, you may be right.
It's just, I don't see.
I just got to figure they're going to win at least one conference game. Kentucky at home. Kentucky, you act like, it's still, Kentucky's still Kentucky.
You look last year, if they catch the ball against South Carolina, they beat South Carolina. I mean, if they don't blow the Hail Mary, they go to overtime against Florida.
They should have beat Florida. And then if they do that, though, Butch Jones is still the coach.
Absolutely. Then you got the two wins to beat Florida, beat South Carolina. Georgia beat you pretty bad for a quarter and a half. You're hanging around with Alabama. And then Kentucky was a battle.
Why do you think Butch Jones is doing this?
Why not?
Isn't his son a senior this year?
Coming up.
And why would he not stay in Knoxville to watch his son's senior for $35,000?
No, he's not. $35,000 has nothing to do with it. You got to understand that you've been around coaches.
I know.
Who has bigger egos than college football coaches?
But you know what, though? It would be easier for him to get a job doing that than sitting out a year, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
But personally, man, what are you not – I guess you can
– This guy –
Here's what you do. You know what you're not going to – you're going to see all of his games anyway. Here's why. Because he can't recruit, right? So he's not going to go out on Friday nights. Mm-hmm. So he's going to go see his son play every game, right? Okay.
And drive back all night to go to Tuscaloosa.
Right.
Or he's not allowed on the field.
I doubt if he's driving, if he's got a $12 million buyout. He's probably flying places.
You never know, man. Frugal. Keeping all that money in
there. Joey's not you, okay?
You never know. So it looks good, too. I mean, it got Sarkisian, it got Lane Kiffin, and it looks, you know, go down there and you hang out with Saban and then bounce, do the moonshot, you know.
So you think he will be a Power 5 coach
again?
Yeah,
I do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But at a medium to lower tier one?
Yeah. It's funny. Last year, you know, Oregon State needed a new football coach, and somebody threw Butch's name out there, and then a source close to the program said, hell, he has no idea what Oregon State is. He's not going out there. But I think if you fast forward a year, absolutely. Your kid's out of school. I think you look at it now and say, you know, my chance to get back in.
You know, because I did the personal side, but he can see all of his kids' games because he's not going to be, like I said, on Friday nights. He'll get to his
– yeah.
He'll work it out with Saban. Look, I'm leaving Friday and going to go see my son play.
Here's also something that's bizarre. You look in 2018, that the number two all-time leading rusher in Tennessee football history is now the wide receiver for the Baylor Bears. And it's probably in the Big 12, they play no defense. So Jalen Hurd is going to have a massive, massive year at wide receiver. 6'4", 230, running a 4.4. There's no defense. There's no
defense. Can he catch the ball?
Evidently, according to all reports coming out of Baylor, he can. Looking good. And again, they play no defense in the Big 12.
But at the next level, he's not a wide receiver, though. Is he a tight end?
We'll see. I don't know, but he's going to put up monster. So there's your number two all-time leading rusher. He's not wide receiver.
Well, and the one that behind him couldn't hardly sniff the field, and he was the NFC Rookie of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara.
And you look at John Kelly, he's a hell of a running back. Get to the next level. Grind it out there and some team's going to get a gym when they take him. He's like Deion Lewis. Guy runs to the ground, runs hard.
Yeah, I would have thought Kelly maybe drafted here until they signed Lewis, so they don't need that similar kind of guy. Anyway, that's $35,000. I do want to mention something.
Get it out of the way, pal.
Well, no, but I look. Hey, you can't count you referencing it.
I didn't. I'm not. I'm waiting. Did you say something? I'm waiting for you to say something.
About what?
Your vacation.
I'm going on it tomorrow. There you go. Go ahead and write that
five.
Down. Actually, leaving today. Rusty Staub passed away. Of course, Houston Astros and, the New York Mets, 73 years old. The Red Rooster, right?
Yeah.
So, this is one of those you grow up watching play. You know, and Rusty Staub passed away this morning.
Yeah, what he with the Astros, the Expos, the Mets, the Tigers, the Expos, the Rangers, and finally back to the Mets for 4 years. Who was the guy that had the restaurant outside Camden Yards?
Boog Pal.
Boog Pal. Okay. Right now, as I was talking,
Well, yeah, they're both played first base, both left-handed, both big guys. Rusty Staub, 73 years old.
He made $100,000 in 1962. Because he was named the league's All-Stars.
Six-time All-Star. The only player in Major League history to have at least 500 hits with four different teams.
Good Lord.
Think of that. The only player in Major League Baseball history, 500 hits with four different teams. I remember him mostly with the Astros, but...
I'm trying to see where...
Here you go. He owned and operated. I knew this. He owned and operated two popular Manhattan restaurants that bore his name. How about that?
And again, not in the baseball. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? You're the baseball guy. Hall of Fame?
I think so.
Of course, these fat, stodgy baseball writers won't put him in.
He's in the he's Canadian. He's a Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame.
Ugh.
And he was the worked for the Mets TV broadcast for about 10, 11, 12 years.
Tell you, until Dale Murphy gets in the Hall of Fame, I don't care about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Do not care. Because it used to be 300 home runs was the mark. There was 400 and 500. And that's what, 550 or some garbage they come up with.
He appeared on the Hall of Fame ballot seven times, never receiving more than 7.9% of the votes.
What an absolute joke.
I mean, never got more than 8% of the vote. Rusty Staub. Anyway.
Rusty Staub.
Well, let's take a break. We'll get to, there's Jeff and anybody else.
Hold on, Jeff.
615-844-5600.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure Magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to opentable.com.
Hey, what you reading?
The Ledger. There's a great Titans column by David Clymer.
So it's a sports publication?
Not just sports. Here's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. There's information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene, profiles of community leaders, and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports.
Including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Is it expensive?
It's free. It's available at hundreds of locations and at tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
More than 110,000 people in Tennessee are currently living with Alzheimer's disease. To help them, their caregivers, and the general public, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America is hosting a free Alzheimer's educational conference on April 13th at the Country Music Hall of Fame's Ford Theater in Nashville. The event is from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America will provide information about caregiving, support services, and discuss how to be proactive about brain health and more at this free public event. Free memory screenings will also be offered. Call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484. That's 866-232-8484. You can get more information and register online at alzfdn.org/event. That's Friday, April 13th at the Country Music Hall of Fame's Ford Theater in Nashville. Let the Alzheimer's Foundation of America help your family.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Here is a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for today. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm. High today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers likely. Low tonight in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High tomorrow in the lower 60s. And tomorrow night, clear skies, cold temperatures. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. And it looks like sunny skies on Saturday with clouds moving in on Sunday. I'm Commander Chuck, your Skywatch weather.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show,
615-844-5600. You'll give us a call. Jeff, we'll get to you in just a few moments. Jude, you were up first. You were in line. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, Greg, who'd you, was it Staub or?
Yeah, Rusty Staub.
Eddie, that, in the 7 years, he only got how, what percentage?
No more than 7.9%, no more than 8% of the vote to get in the Hall of Fame, Rusty Staub.
That's ridiculous. And had well over 2,000 hits. And like you said, the only one that had four teams with 500-plus hits. Is he another one that upset all the news people or something?
No, he was very popular, just very well-liked. Don't know. I mean, maybe it's just – maybe he didn't hit those – 3,000 hit level, or how many home run level, or
listen to this stat. He's only one of four players in Major League Baseball history to hit a home run before turning 20 and after 40. The other three would be Ty Cobb, A-Rod, and Gary Sheffield.
Oh, he ought to be in the Hall of Fame. And what, the one that you liked, Joe, what was his name? Eddie?
Dale Murphy.
Oh, Dale Murphy.
Yeah, not Eddie Murphy. He's in a different Hall of Fame.
And Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray's not in it?
Eddie Murray's in, yes.
Oh, I was fixing to say, because he was unbelievable from both sides.
Yeah,
of the,
the greatest switch hitter of all time, actually, Eddie Murray.
Yeah, yeah. Chipper Jones is pretty close, but he ain't that close.
Oh, he is pretty close. Chipper go in soon.
Dale Murphy needs to be in it, too. You're absolutely correct. He was one of the best guys, period. People, period.
Oh, he's one of Joe's. I mean,
he's the only back-to-back MVP who's not in the Hall of Fame. He won in 82 and 83, which is a joke. It's a joke he's not in.
His biggest problem was the Braves just weren't worth a crap back then.
Yep. Well, in 82, they won the title. I mean, they were competitive. They won the Western title. But, yeah. Oh, well.
Just saying. Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You
God
too.
Bless you. I'm off tomorrow. But, guys, bye.
He's off tomorrow, Joe.
Good Friday.
He's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
That does not count.
Are you off tomorrow?
Let's go to the phones. Talk
TV,
to
I'm not sure of a number, though. Uh-huh. You have to call Direct TV. I'm not sure of a number.
Yeah, well, I'm sure on a bill, I probably got
my number. Hello, this is Direct TV. Can we help you?
Shut up, Joe. I know it's opening day, Greg. I just wanted to ask you what you think the Brewers are going to do this year.
Well, they pushed all in. They brought in free agents. I think it's them and the Cubs again. I think the Cardinals are going to be better. I think the Reds and the Pirates are now in perpetual rebuild mode, and that's fine with me. I think it's between the Cubs and the Brewers again.
Do you think that if the Reds get off to a bad start, they might trade Votto for some prospects?
Well, I mean, isn't this his last – I mean, they thought about that last year. They never did. I don't know, man. Joey Votto is such a huge part of the Cincinnati fabric. I mean, he's so popular. Although, I tell you what, remember the year – what was it, about 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago? This is what, typical Cincinnati Reds fans. You remember when he was hurt and still tried to play and they finally shut him down? I went to a game up there, obviously the Brewers, and – they were booing him, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting next to a Reds fan. I said, "You're booing Joey Votto. He can't walk. Look at him." Guy looked at me and, wanted to,
Another thing, Greg, I don't know if you guys saw it last night. What'd you think about Salvador Perez's injury carrying that luggage? Pretty rough, huh?
I missed that. What happened?
I guess they were going to the hotel, or I don't know who they're playing today, or whatever. But he was carrying his luggage, and I think he slipped down the stairs, and he tore his MCL. But he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
There you go. You know what the moral of that story is? Get somebody to carry your luggage.
Well, that's true. That's true. And you guys were mentioning Tennessee's football schedule, and there was a—I'm not sure which website it was, but it was a football website I saw before the NCAA tournament started, and they had an article about they did all the SEC teams, and the longest string, Greg, of NCAA basketball tournament appearances, men's basketball, and bowl games. Do you know who it is?
Now what's the question again, Joe? Help me out.
The longest string of NCAA men's basketball tournament appearances and bowl games in the SEC, the longest string.
Florida?
Kentucky.
Okay.
Bowl games, too.
How many bowl games in a row now? Two?
Two. Two. Yeah, two.
Okay, but obviously the basketball is
there. Yeah, I think it's 4 or 5 now, whatever it is. I'm not sure what it is, something like that.
Hey, Jeff, who does Middle got in baseball this weekend?
They play at Old Dominion. They're flying over there to play Old Dominion this weekend.
They got a good chance?
They scored enough runs there, though, 24-4, and Drew Huff had a big day, 9 RBIs at school record. So.
Nice.
Guys in one game. So.
How's the middle spring ball going, football?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you going to go to the spring game? It's free.
I don't really follow it. They don't put a lot in the paper about it. And I don't follow it too much. I don't.
I think they cover it quite a bit though. And there's really nothing else to cover right now.
Yeah, you go over there and see what's going on.
There's baseball and softball. Of course, they don't cover it down here, but there's baseball and softball cover. So,
how's the softball team looking with old Jeff Breeden?
Well, they're doing pretty good this year. I got to say, they're off to a good start, and they've got the top ERA in Conference USA. I think their ERA was something like 2.30 or 2.25, something like that. So they're playing really well. I saw they beat TSU the other night. So, and I'm not sure, I don't know who they had this weekend in conference, but they're playing a lot better. And I guess he's recruited well. I guess now he's got some pitching depth now, and they're doing pretty well. So hopefully they can keep it going.
You're gonna watch the Preds game tonight? They're on the precipice of history tonight, Jeff.
I know they're probably win. They'll probably get the. You think they'll win all six? Get 121 points or?
I think they'll win 4 of the 6.
Will Rene play all six? We're gonna stick.
No,
sales.
No,
no. I mean,
we're gonna stick sales back there and lose 10-8 or stick sales back there. We're gonna do red comments.
Well, yeah, you don't. You know, these games right now obviously are for positioning, but you don't want to wear. I mean, you're not gonna play Pekka. You got back to back Saturday night. And then you'll have Soros in goal Sunday at Tampa Bay. That's just what they've done all year.
Think they're trying to go for the home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, or because
I think this one through the first round.
I know they've already clinched one round. So.
No, I mean most important thing is for the Western Conference, and looks like they're already got on the way for that as well. I think they're 6 points away from clinching that. If I'm guessing, I don't know, Charlie, you can correct me with that. 8 points, I think, from getting the Western Conference all the way through, and then the President's Trophy is nice, but. That would only come into play if both teams make the finals.
Yeah.
And the odds of that aren't good.
Well, the thing about it is, too, you can probably look back through history. Crazy Charlie can probably tell you, but I'd say the last maybe probably 15, 20 years or whatever, the team that wins, the team that has the best record, the team that wins the President's Trophy, normally doesn't win the Stanley Cup either. That doesn't even make the finals even, so. There's not very good history, winning that and then going far in the playoffs. I don't know why. It's just not a very good, very good deal. I don't know why, but enjoy the show, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Always good to talk to you, pal. MTSU Old Dominion, huh? Big baseball series up there.
You were asking about the President's Trophy race right there. Right now, the Preds lead in the President's Trophy race. They have 109 points. And 6 games remaining. Tampa Bay is 106 points. 6 games remaining. Boston has 105 points. 7 games remaining. But interesting caveat, the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning play each other tonight. So hopefully somebody will be getting a loss in that game. And then when the Preds go to Tampa Bay, that could be the game for the President's Trophy. And even if the Preds put UC Soros in net, they're not going to lose a game 10-8. It's not been nearly as bad as that was meant to sound. UC Soros will definitely play on Sunday in Tampa Bay, as they have done all season long with the back-to-back games. And when you look at it for the final games of the season, once everything's locked up, UC Soros may very well get an extra game or two. But Pekka is not going to just go to the bench and sit for 5 games. He'll play a couple. If all was right in the world and it was perfect, maybe you play Soros and Tampa, and you also play him against Washington or Columbus here before the end of the season.
Good enough.
Anything else, boys?
For those asking, we do not pay for Jeff to call into the show.
But if you'd like to sponsor Jeff, reach out to Pogue Media. What's that number, Greg?
Yeah, if you'd like to get on to Greg here at the station, and we could sponsor Jeff every day.
Yeah, somebody should.
But we are not paying Jeff to call in. Oh, man, in the words of David Lee Roth, well, all right. It's about time you start shutting it down, Greg.
By the way.
We've done well today.
Perhaps this update might come in handy for you guys with the Nashville Predators morning skate. It's happening. The new number 11 for the Nashville Predators Tolvanen is on the ice.
On the ice.
At Morning's Gate right now. Damn right, Floyd. That's the best Preds analysis your show has done in months. Good job.
He played Saturday night against Buffalo?
He might play tonight. He's in the Morning Skate right now. It's going to be up to the coaching staff. Apparently, this first-year entry-level contract burning a year doesn't mean a damn thing to anybody if he's as high a caliber player as they're thinking, with the power play as abysmal as it has been. And I don't know if you saw it the other night, but in the second period alone, they had almost 8 minutes of power play time, and they had three shots on goal on the power play. Pretty ridiculous right there. So this is a player that can come in and immediately help with the power play, and he's certainly an upgrade from Mika Silomaki, so we'll see what the coaching staff does. I would assume after a long flight and his first morning skate that he's probably not going to play tonight, but it seems like he's going to be in the lineup sooner rather than later. And one other thing, it's been a lot of talk and a lot of concern about the different size ice surfaces. Well, this was the only year that he's played over on the larger ice surface. He played 2 years in the USL, which is, of course, the same size the NHL plays on, so that adjustment should take about 5 minutes of his morning skate, and then he should be ready to go. But he's here, he's signed, and he could be on the ice as early as tonight, but I don't expect that. That's a good update. Anybody know the other number 11s that played for the Nashville Predators?
David Legwan.
Good job, Joe. There were others.
Who else? Give me some.
Cody Hodgson.
You'd have got me.
Yeah, it's Cody Hodgson. There's five total. I forgot the list already, and I don't really care.
Well, it'd been a long time. They've had that many 11s because of...
There's five total.
Yeah, because Legwan was here for so long. Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
Yeah, it couldn't be many, right?
And then he turned into Callie Yarncroak, who's still out with an upper body injury.
I got one of those upper body injuries, too, one time.
Was it when you were lifting your pimento cheese?
I was looking in the back of the refrigerator for it, and I was like... I said, where's my Ripple? It's in the back of the refrigerator back there. And
that's it. That's it. I'm out.
Ripple.
You got me. I'm going to Tampa.
And I...
No,
I'm getting on the road first. If I get on the road before you, I get the vacation.
And I said, give me my Ripple. I said, Betty, where's my Ripple? And she says, in the refrigerator. I couldn't find it anywhere. I said, fellas. And it was the top already been popped. And you know why it was popped, don't you? Because I had a drunk ghost around my house. That Ripple. And my pimento cheese sandwiches.
Oh, sorry about that, Kenny. Man. Happy Easter. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. I'm really irritated right now. You've got me.
That's a pivot to irritation. What is it?
I can't find the over-under, the wins-loss totals that Vegas put out on each team. I was going to see what they had for Tennessee.
The Volunteers?
Yes.
Whatever it is, take the under.
Well, Joe has. I don't think it's going to be like 3.5. It's probably, 5.5, maybe?
Sucker money. It's going to be 4.5. And they're going to get 4 wins. Sucker bet. That's why they got them fancy
buildings.
Greg,
you know that 90% of the world's golf carts are made in Georgia?
Where in Georgia, Joe?
250,000 people visit the Augusta, Georgia area each year for Masters festivities. Isn't that crazy?
I'm looking at Vegas odds right now on the odds to win the 2018 championship. Who's favored? Obviously, Alabama is like at 210. But I'm trying to see who's at where Tennessee is.
Yeah.
And who's worse than them. Tennessee, here you go. 45,000. That means it's 450-1. Washington. These are the teams that are worse in the odds. Washington State, Texas Tech, Arizona, Syracuse, Arkansas, North Carolina, Minnesota, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. All of those teams have longer odds to win the national championship than Tennessee.
Okay, that's what website's at.
It's some website in Vegas.
It's all, it's...
I wanted to look... I'm surprised I can't find it. It's really irritating me. The over-unders for the win totals and where they are on every team, those are out. They've been out for quite some time, but I just can't find them.
Okay.
For this game. South Point, you know, if you listen to Brad Power, South Point's the one that puts them out. All right, hey, let's take a break.
Do this.
After it, you can give us a call, 615-844-5600.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-755-6390. That's 800-755-6390. 800-755-6390.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers and tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Small businesses are what make our economy the most vibrant in the world. Don't let everyday legal problems like government regulations, contracts, insurance, customers who don't pay, bankruptcies, and lawsuits drag down your small business. Solve your problems, protect what you've built. I'm Jim Freeman, and I have decades of experience preventing and solving business legal problems. Call James A. Freeman & Associates at 383-3787. We're here to help. And the initial consultation, parking, and coffee are always free.
Smashville is your home for the NHL Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. And WNSR is your home for the best coverage. Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Every game day morning starting at 5 a.m., Crazy Charlie Saunier and his crew take you around the league with updates, interviews, and more. For the best coverage of the Nashville Predators, make sure you're locked in every game day morning starting at 5. For Redneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. It's illegal in 8 states, and the audience is pushing for Tennessee to be the 9th.
Six one five eight four four fifty six hundred. You remember a couple years ago, UAB was about going out of football business, right?
Yeah,
and they set out a year, came back, and everything. Now, the Birmingham City Council is going to commit $3 million over 30-year span annually. So that would be $90 million over a 30-year span for a new football stadium in downtown Birmingham, and UAB will be the tenant.
Not bad.
Good for them. I mean, because that you know, obviously, and then they say the construction's going to start at the beginning of the 2019 and be ready for the 2021 season.
That's just, it's tough, man. I played football in that city. It's Alabama, Auburn.
30,000, you know, you don't need a, I would say, what, 30,000, 25,000, 30,000 seat stadium?
I mean, they'll get a sellout for the Birmingham Bowl, but they're not going to get more than 15,000.
Well, don't they do the Birmingham Bowl at Legion Field, right?
That's what this will be.
This will move it over to that because that
they
way
won't. I mean, you just when I was at Samford, when Alabama and Auburn, I mean, it'd be nobody in the stands. I mean, it's everybody goes out, and rightfully so. That's it'd be tough, man. That's a lot of money for that's going to 10,000, 12,000. It's MTSU.
Well, but it's also though it's a civic stadium where you can play high school football games.
Sure,
in
that's and, the boy, and, other yeah. point. You can put a soccer match there, whatever you want. It's a concert there, and if the city's going to have a big hand in it. Then yeah, I see that.
Because Legion Field is a dinosaur.
Is history. So watch your mouth.
Oh, it's
history.
Listen, I know. Okay, I know the history of Legion Field, but it's also a dinosaur. Old Yankee Stadium was history, and they tore it down.
History. When they took the upper deck off Legion Field, I cried.
Did you?
And that's a lot of historic moments there, not just for Alabama and the Iron Bowl, but
life goes on. Life moves on.
To me, one of the greatest plays in Tennessee football history occurred in October of 1985 at Legion Field. Dale Jones intercepts Mike Shula's pass, seals the victory. Tony Robinson gets his knee, which is not a great moment, and blows his knee out in that game. Yeah. And Tennessee wins that game. It's a lot of Bo Jackson in 82 leads out Auburn over Alabama in the goal line, jumps over from the one-yard line. Just a lot of big moments.
Well, I'm happy. It's good for MTSU because UAB is a good rival in Conference USA. Yeah. Geographic, obviously, not going to be what WKU is. But, hey, UAB last year, after sitting out a year and nearly disbanding, went 8-5. That's not bad coming back.
No.
After
did they win the Bahama Bowl?
They
went, right?
Yeah.
Bahama Bowl?
I think so.
Somewhere like that down there.
Anyway, I just thought it was pretty neat because, you're talking about a football
program. It's a big rivalry for us. We go down there. We like, it's the I-65 showdown. It beats going to that smelly Bowling Green and up there. And we always have to get our team a tetanus shot when we go to Bowling Green. Chris, that's not nice.
I thought you were doing stock for a minute.
No, we love going down there and playing down in Birmingham.
That's stock, that's right. That was a weak Chris.
Ah, it's been a long week for Chris. I got my new coach, though. I changed my avatar on my Twitter. Coach McDevitt giving me a hug.
Did he really? You had me there. I believed you.
I'm not doing it because I can't. My voice hurts when I do Floyd. I can't do it. Just too much is going on there. As we run out the final 12 minutes of the show today, to get her done. What you looking at over there, Greg? Do you know that more than 90% of the golf carts in the world are made?
Where did you find that stat?
Somebody sent me Masters Fun Facts. Let me tell you what, and don't bring the eggs. I don't care. I don't care about the Masters. I really don't. Everybody, the practice rounds and the par three. You might don't care.
Have you ever been to Augusta?
No, my good friend though, Joe Biddle, has been
every year. He went every year. You're right. He went every year.
He's been down there.
He went every year.
He goes every
year. I know. And I said, Joe, let me go once. No, he went every year.
You know why?
What?
That's called bullying on the office. And you know what he told you no? You shut your mouth. You're like, I'm not getting beat down. I'm not getting beat down by Mr. Biddle. Yeah, hey, I beat Biddle. How about Biddle beat me?
Biddle beat Pogue.
Oh, man. Oh. So what you up to today, buddy? Did you know that a beer at the Masters is $4?
How much is a pimento cheese sandwich?
It's about $2.25. And they might give you a moon pie if you're lucky, if you get there just in time. I'm going to get Tiger Woods to sign my Guidepost magazine if I go down there next week.
Guidepost?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I've been here since 4 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't run out yet, so.
That's
good.
Can
you guys please finish the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's good.
Can you finish? I'll throw an extra commercial in if you need to give you a break.
We're trying, Charlie.
I'm going to do one right now. Omni Nashville Hotel. Kitchen Notes. Yes. Love Kitchen Notes. Man, oh, man. Kitchen Notes breakfast, 6:30 to 11, lunch 11 to 2, supper 5 to 10, Sunday brunch. Now, I tried to tell you about making reservations for the Easter Sunday brunch. Sold out, okay? Now you got Father's Day coming up, you got Mother's Day coming up, you got all these holidays coming up, you got Sundays coming up. Sunday brunch is crazy good, especially on those holidays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. But again, kitchennotesnashville.com or through Open Table. You need to make reservations for the brunch and everything. Always that complimentary valet parking and always the biscuit bar throughout the morning, noon, and night right there, Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java. Also, I want to thank Greg Ruff for filling in for me on Saturday morning with University Showcase and hosting one-on-one with Greg Pogue. You've done that before in the past, Joe, but you've got your son coaching duties on Saturdays these days. So anyway, so I just want to say thank you to Greg Ruff, and thank you, Charlie, as well. We'll take a break.
The Johnny Ballpark Break Show. Weekdays starting at 4 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?